You are not condemned. To feel condemned is to experience feelings of guilt or judgment, whether from yourself or others. This emotion is often accompanied by shame or a sense of unworthiness due to one's actions, beliefs, or perceived inadequacies. Typically, condemnation involves a moral judgment, where an individual feels they have fallen short of personal or societal expectations, resulting in self-doubt, self-criticism, and low self-esteem. The sources of condemnation are varied, ranging from past errors or missteps, negative feedback from others, to the pressure to conform to societal norms or expectations. This feeling can cause significant distress, impacting one's mental and emotional health, leading to feelings of despair, anxiety, or even depression. It is essential to recognize that feeling condemned does not necessarily indicate wrongdoing or deserving of punishment. It is a subjective emotion influenced by an individual's experiences, beliefs, and perceptions. Overcoming condemnation is achievable by practicing self-compassion, altering negative thoughts, seeking support from others, and addressing the underlying cause of the feeling. Social media has become a source of those feelings for so many people. Negative social media interactions can be a significant source of condemnation and feelings of unworthiness. With the rise of social media platforms, people can connect and communicate with others more easily than ever before. However, this accessibility comes with a risk of negative interactions that can impact one's mental and emotional well-being. Social media interactions can lead to feelings of condemnation when individuals are subjected to criticism, harassment, or bullying. When negative comments or messages are directed towards an individual, they can feel judged and condemned by others, leading to a sense of shame or unworthiness. Negative social media interactions can also trigger self-doubt and self-criticism, as individuals compare themselves to others or feel pressure to conform to others. The impact of negative social media interactions can be significant, with research showing a link between social media use and mental health problems, such as depression and anxiety. Negative social media interactions can cause feelings of helplessness and hopelessness, leading to a decrease in self-esteem and confidence. The feelings of disapproval can be caused by various factors, such as people may feel disapproved of if they break social norms or violate expected behaviors in their culture or society. If someone makes choices or takes actions that are seen as controversial or go against the beliefs or values of others, they may feel disapproved of. People may feel disapproved of if they don't conform to societal beauty standards or if they have physical features that are stigmatized or marginalized. And also, if someone is not achieving what is considered success in their society, such as not having a high-paying job or not being in a relationship, they too may feel disapproved of. Overall, the feeling of disapproval can stem from a wide range of factors related to social norms, personal choices and actions, physical appearance, success, and discrimination. Here are some general statistics related to disapproval, social judgment, and the feeling of condemnation. According to a survey conducted by the Pew Research Center in 2014, 59% of Americans said that they believe that people are too easily offended these days, and 67% of people agreed that people should be more careful to avoid offending others. A study conducted by the University of Michigan found that young adults aged 18 to 25 experience high levels of social disapproval for various reasons such as body weight, sexual orientation, and social status. The study found that these experiences of disapproval were associated with negative mental health outcomes such as anxiety and depression. A survey conducted by YouGov in 2019 found that 46% of American adults said that they felt judged by others for their political views, while 37% said that they felt judged for their religious beliefs. Overall, these statistics suggest that disapproval and judgment from others can have a significant impact on individuals' mental and physical well-being, and that these experiences are not uncommon. Feeling condemned can be a debilitating experience that can weigh heavily on your mind and spirit. It can make you feel unworthy, hopeless, and stuck in a negative cycle of self-judgment. However, it is possible to overcome these feelings and regain a sense of self-worth and positivity. It is essential to recognize that feeling condemned does not necessarily indicate wrongdoing or deserving of punishment, as I previously mentioned. Remember, it is subjective. It is emotion influenced by an individual's experiences, beliefs, and perceptions, which can often just be flat out wrong. Overcoming condemnation is achievable by practicing self-compassion, altering negative thoughts, seeking support from others, and addressing the underlying cause of the feeling. Again, things that I mentioned at the start of this podcast. Tips for dealing with it. So dealing with disapproval from others can be challenging and stressful. So here are some tips, though, that I want to suggest for you. Practice self-reflection. Take some time to reflect on the situation and evaluate whether the disapproval is justified or if it's just based on unfair or inaccurate assumptions. If you can understand the reason behind the disapproval, it may help you to better address the situation. Don't take it personally. Remember that other people's disapproval does not define your worth or value as a person. Try to maintain a positive self-image and confidence in yourself, even if others disapprove of your choices or actions. Seek support. Talk to a trusted friend, family member, or if needed, a mental health professional, as it can help you process your feelings and get a different perspective of the situation. Having a support system can also provide you with the encouragement and validation to help you get through the situation. Set boundaries. If disapproval is coming from someone or a group of people who is toxic or harmful, it may be necessary to set boundaries to protect yourself. This can involve limiting contact with the person or persons, asserting your own needs and values, or seeking professional help again if needed. Focus on your own goals and values. Stay true to your own goals and values, even if they are different from those of others. Remember that your own happiness and well-being are important and worth pursuing. Overall, dealing with disapproval from others can be difficult, but by practicing self-reflection, seeking support, setting boundaries, and staying true to your goals and values, you can navigate these situations with greater resilience and confidence. Albert Einstein once said, "The person who follows the crowd will usually go no further than the crowd. The person who walks alone is likely to find himself or herself in places no one has ever seen before." Here are 8 encouraging thoughts for you if you are at any time feeling disapproved of. Remember that you are unique and have your own perspective. It's okay if others don't always approve of your choices or actions. You can't control the opinions of others, but you can control your own reactions and how you choose to respond. Don't let the fear of disapproval hold you back from pursuing your goals and dreams. Seek out supportive and positive people who will encourage and lift you up. Remember that everyone faces disapproval at some point in their lives. It's a natural part of growth and learning. Take constructive criticism as an opportunity to learn and grow. Work harder and improve yourself, but don't let destructive criticism tear you down. Keep a positive mindset and focus on your own progress and growth rather than external validation. Finally, always remember that you are capable and worthy, and don't let the disapproval of others make you feel otherwise. Your worth is not defined by the opinions of others. It resides in your resilience and determination to rise above negativity. Believe in your innate ability to learn, adapt, and transform. Embrace self-compassion and forgive yourself, for it is through forgiveness that you will find liberation. Focus on the lessons learned, for they shape you into a stronger and wiser individual. Embrace your unique journey and realize that your potential knows no bounds. You are capable of transcending condemnation and embracing a future filled with success and joy.